Massachusetts lawmakers are meeting this afternoon in the second round of a constitutional convention on the topic of gay marriage. Last fall, the state's highest court ruled that the Massachusetts Constitution gives gay and lesbian couples the right to marry. Legislators are divided on the issue. This afternoon, they've been debating a possible compromise, an amendment to the state constitution that would ban gay marriage but allow civil unions. NPR's Tovia Smith is at the State House in Boston, and she joins us now. And Tovia, what's happened today?
Well, as one member said today, they're not off to as great a start as they could be. They spent the first hour, actually a little bit more than that, on procedural measures, these parliamentary inquiries and debating whether to limit debate and so on. And ultimately, they did do that. You may remember that the last session ended in a filibuster at midnight. Well, now lawmakers do have a deadline, and it's just a few minutes from now, to take at least a first vote on this compromise measure. As you said, it bans gay marriage, but it establishes civil unions in the language says, with, quote, entirely the same benefits, protections, rights, and responsibilities as marriage. And this is favored by some who see it as a kinder, gentler measure. It softens the blow by offering civil unions, and it offers some political cover to lawmakers, for sure. But there's opposition from both sides. Some people who say even civil unions go too far, gay activists who say they don't go far enough, and the votes are really hard to track, especially since there's kind of a complicated, counterintuitive strategy at work here, where you have gay activists who actually prefer what they call a meaner measure that doesn't include civil unions because they hope that will be easier to defeat ultimately, because this amendment has to be approved by voters down the line. Gay activists figure that when the measure gets there, they have a better shot of killing a meaner version than this kinder or gentler one.
Mm-hmm. Last time the legislators met, it was a pretty raucous scene there in the State House. Is it the same this time around?
It's mobbed here today. The lobbying has been relentless. It's been fierce. The tempers are rising as the stakes are rising. I saw clergymen today on different sides of this debate screaming at each other, people praying, singing, practically crying. I saw a young woman who was wearing a sign, I love my two moms, it said, and she was almost in tears at what she said was the hate that she encountered here. I spoke to a lawmaker who says, no, she never called the speaker a son of a something. She says she only called him a son of a gun. So you see, people are very riled up. They understand that the stakes are high. The nation is watching. Massachusetts is kind of a test case. And what happens here will have ripples around the country.
There's been a lot of movement on this issue since the last time they met, with marriages being performed in San Francisco and Portland. Did that come up at all in the debate today?
People are talking about just that the nation's eyes are upon us. People are talking about the challenges that are yet to come down the road. A lot of people are wishing that this would go away, but this is really, at best, a very small step along a long road. And as I said, procedure calls for several votes on this amendment before it can pass. There may be more changes yet tonight that will be introduced and then debated. And then, as I said, when this session does its thing, either this week, tonight, this week, next month, we start all over again for a second legislative approval next year, and then the voters get their say in 2006. And then we still have to sort out what happens to gay and lesbian couples who might marry this May, because remember, the Supreme Court said they could, and we don't know what happens to their marriage down the road if a ban passes. Is their marriage automatically annulled? Will they be automatically divorced? It's all unclear. The only thing that's clear is that the legal battle is really far from over here.
Okay, Tovia, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Tovia Smith at the Massachusetts State House.